Ja me jätkame täna siis vaatlemast Pauluse kirja filiplastele.
So today we're gonna continue looking at Paul's letter to Philippians.
Ja täna oleme siis teise peatüki juures.
And today we enter chapter 2.
Ja see peatük räägib rõõmust teenimisest.
And this chapter is about the joy we have in serving.
Et milline rõõm on meil teenida.
What a joy it is to serve.
Teenida oma isa.
To serve our father.
Ja läbi oma vendade ja õdede teenimise teenida oma isa.
And to serve our father through serving our brothers and sisters.
Filippilaste teise peatüki algus kõlab nii.
And the beginning of this chapter is like this.
Kui nüüd on mingisugune julgustus Kristuses.
So if there is any encouragement in Christ.
Kui mingisugune armastuse lohutus.
Any comfort from love.
Kui mingisugune vaimu osadus.
Any participation in the spirit.
Kui mingisugune südamlikkus ja kaastunne.
Any affection or sympathy.
Siis tehke mu rõõm täielikuks sellega, et te mõtlete ühte moodi.
Complete my joy by being of the same mind.
Et teil on sama armastus.
Having the same love.
Et te olete üksmeelsed ja ühtviisi mõtlejad.
Being in full accord and of one mind.
Ega tee midagi kiusu ega auahnuse pärast.
And do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit.
Vaid peate alandlikkuses üksteist ülemaks kui ise ennast.
But in humility count others more significant than yourselves.
Nii et ükski ei pea silmas mitte ainult oma, vaid ka teiste kasu.
Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others.
Nii et Paulus ütleb, et me oleme saanud oma isalt julgustust Kristuses.
And Paul says here, we have received this encouragement in Christ from our Father.
Me oleme saanud temalt armastuse lohutust.
And we have received this comfort in love.
Me oleme saanud vaimu osadust.
We have received this participation and fellowship of the Spirit.
Ja me oleme saanud südamlikkust ja kaastunnet oma ellu.
And we have a compassion in our lives.
Ja mida Paulus tahab öelda on see, et kasutage seda, mida te olete saanud.
And what Paul wants to say is that use this, what you have received.
Teenige selle kõigega oma vendi.
Use this all to serve your brothers and sisters.
Nagu Jeesus ütles Matteuse 10. Peatükis.
Like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10.
Kui ta saatis oma apostleid teenima.
When he sent his disciples out to serve.
Ta ütles, tehke terveks haigeid.
He said, heal the sick.
Äratage üles surnuid.
Raise up the dead.
Tehke puhtaks pidalitõbised.
Cleanse the lepers.
Ajage välja kurje vaime.
Cast out demons.
Ta ütleb, muidu olete saanud, muidu antke.
He says, you received without paying, give without pay.
See on see sama mõte, et te olete nii palju saanud oma taevaselt isalt.
It's the same thought, you have received so much from your heavenly father.
Ja olgu see teile muidugi õnnistuseks.
And use it as your own blessing.
Aga teenige sellega ka teisi.
But also serve the others with it.
Sest te olete selle täiesti muidu saanud.
Because you have received it freely.
Ja selles teenimises on kõige suurem eeskuju meile loomulikult Jeesus ise.
And in this serving, Jesus Christ is our greatest example.
Ta on öelnud enda kohta, et inimese poeg ei ole tulnud, et lasta ennast teenida.
He said about himself that the son of man has not come to be served.
Vaid et ise teenida.
But to serve himself.
Ja anda oma elu lunaks paljude eest.
And to give his life as a ransom for many.
Ja tõesti, Jeesus pesi ise jüngrite jalgu.
And Jesus, he was washing the feet of his disciples.
Ta tervendas paljusid.
He was healing everybody.
Ja ta andis lõpuks elu meie kõigi eest.
And ultimately he gave his own life for everybody, for all of us.
Tema näitas, kuidas meiegi peaksime teenima.
He showed us how we should serve.
Selle väega, mida me oleme saanud Jeesuselt.
With this power that we have received from him.
Kõige selle õnnistusega, mida me oleme saanud temalt.
With all this blessing that we've received from him.
Aga teisi teenides, kuidas selleks igapäevases praktilises elus jõudu saada?
So how do we get this strength in everyday life to serve others?
Sest meil kõigil on ju kindlasti palju teha ja jõuvarud ei ole lõputud.
And all of us, we are busy and we don't have unlimited amount of strength.
Eile ma vaatasin terve päeva Margot ja mõtlesin, et kust ta saab selle jõu.
Yesterday, the whole day I was looking at Margot thinking, where does he get this strength from?
Me olime Margoga eile põrandaalused.
yesterday me and Margo we were underground people.
Tegime päev otsa tööd põranda all.
We were under the floor the whole day working there.
Olime niimoodi seli lisaks rulalaadse moodustise peal.
So we were on our backs on this thing that looks almost like a skateboard.
Ja soojustasime põrandalt niimoodi alt üles.
And we were trying to put this isolation up under the floor.
Ja aga seal väga palju ruumi ei olnud.
And there wasn't a lot of space there.
Ja ma vaatasin Margot ja mõtlesin, et hämmastav.
And I was looking at Margot thinking this is amazing.
Tema tegi muidugi põhitöö ära.
He did all the main work.
Ja, see on niisama jutt.
I was just there talking.
Et ma mõtlesin, et Margol on kindlasti seljad, aga tohutult väsitav ja pingeline töönädal.
And I was sure Margo had a stressful and you know busy week at work.
Ja kindlasti beebi kodus ja pere kindlasti tahaks oma osa tema tähelepanust.
A little baby at home and the family wants its own part.
Aga tal on jõudu.
But he has the strength
teha seda rasket tööd ja olla see juures nii rõõmus.
To do this hard work and be so full of joy at the same time.
Sest tal on sõige teeniv süda, tal on jõudu.
Because he has the heart that wants to serve. And that's what gives him strength.
Ja kust siis seda jõudu saada?
And where do you get this strength from?
Sa saadki selle ainult Jumalalt.
You can only receive it from the Lord.
Ainult Jumalalt, kui sul on suhtumine, et sa teenid Jumalat.
Only from the Lord. If you have this attitude that doing this you serve God.
Peetrus on kirjutanud, et teeni kui iga üks teisi selle andega, mille ta on saanud.
So Peter writes, everybody serve each other with the gift that you have received.
Nagu Jumala mitmesuguse armu head majapidajad.
So like a good keeper of the grace that God has given you.
Kui keegi räägib, siis ta räägigu nagu Jumala sõnul.
So if somebody is preaching, let him preach the word of God.
Ja kui keegi teenib, siis teenigu nagu selle jõuga, mille Jumal annab.
And if somebody is serving, then let him serve with the strength that God gives them.
Jumal annab selle jõu.
God has given us this strength.
Kui Jumal kasutab sind.
When God is using you.
Siin Filipplaste teises peatükis salm 13 ütleb.
And here in this book of Philippians, second chapter, verse 13 says.
Sest Jumal on see, kes teist tegutseb.
For it is God who works in you.
Et te tahate ja toimite tema hea nõu kohaselt.
Both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
Et kui meie süda on õigesti häälestatud.
So if our heart is tuned correctly.
Et mida iganes me teeme seda talle.
Whatever we do it for him.
Siis ta mitte ainult ei pane meid tahtma seda teha.
So he only doesn't make us willing to do it.
Vaid ta annab meile selle jõu.
But he also gives us the strength.
Ja eile seal põrandal meil oli väga lõbus.
And yesterday under this floor we had lots of joy.
Ja tegime seal nalja, sest Jumal andis selle jõu.
So we were joking around because God gave us this strength.
Või kui sa oled lugenud Corrie ten Boomi raamatut Varjupaik.
So if you read this book by Corrie ten Boom, The Hiding Place.
Ja kui ei ole, siis ma väga soovitan seda raamatut.
And if you haven't, I really recommend it.
Sa loed seal, kuidas teise maailmasõja ajal Corrie ten Boom.
And so during the Second World War, Corrie ten Boom.
Kuidas ta peitis ära natsi sakslaste eest juute.
So she was hiding Jews from the Germans, the Nazi Germans.
Et nad jääksid ellu.
So that they would live.
Ta riskis oma eluga seda tehes.
So she was risking her own life doing that.
Aga ta tegi seda Jumalale.
But she was doing it for the Lord.
Ja Jumal andis talle selle jõu.
And so God gave her this strength.
Jumal andis talle selle meelekindluse riskide.
And so this determination to do it even there was risks.
Jumal andis talle jõu läbi kujuteldamate alanduste läbi minna selles protsessis.
And God gave her strength to go through, you know, unbelievable humiliation.
Sest Jumal nägi tema teenivat südant.
Because God saw this heart she had, a serving heart.
Andis talle selle selle jõu seda teha.
And gave this strength to do it.
Aga jällegi igapäevase elu juurde.
But to come back to everyday life.
Mulle ei ole ju aega.
I do not have the time.
Kui mul on endal nii palju teha, millal mul on aega minna teisi teenima?
When I got so many things to do, when do I have a time to serve others?
Evelyn eelmisel pühapäeval jagas.
So last Sunday Evelyn was sharing.
Kuidas ta ühel hetkel tegi inventuuri oma nendes asjades, millega ta kõigega tegeleb.
So she was just, you know, giving a report to herself about all the different things she was involved with.
Ja sai aru, et paljud asjad on kuidagi minevikust lihtsalt kaasa lohisemas.
And she just realized that a lot of the things she does is just, you know, kept with her from the past.
Aga et see ei ole Jumala tahe tänases päevas enam.
But it's not the will of God today anymore.
Ja sa võid ka mõelda, et kui sul on väga vähe aega, et millega sa tegeled?
And if you think you have not so much time, then think about the things that you are doing every day.
Ja ma ei taha öelda, et sa tegeled mõtetustega.
And I do not want to tell you that you are doing with things that don't matter.
Aga sa võid üllatuda, leides midagi, mida sa teed, ilma endalt isegi küsimata, et miks sa seda ikka veel teed.
But you might be surprised to find some things that you do, that you do not know the reason why you're still doing it.
Või miks sa seda üldse hakkasid tegema.
Or why did you even start doing it?
Ja siis lihtsalt jäta see ära ja sul tekib aega.
And you can give this thing up and you have time for others.
Minul on olnud läbi aastat see probleem, et on see olnud selline märkmete sõltuvus.
And over the years I've had this sort of thing where I have this addiction that has gone unnoticed.
Ja, mul on nii tööalaseid kui siukse kodumajapidamise selliseid tegemist vajavate asjade nimekirja.
I have these to-do lists, you know, to do with work, but also to do with the house and the family.
Ja mingil hetkel need lihtsalt võtavad sind üle.
And just at some point these things take over your life.
Mingil hetkel need nimekirjad mitte ei tuleta enam seda meelde, mida sa pead tingimata tegema.
So at some point these to-do lists don't remind you only the things that you have to do.
Vaid nad tuletavad sulle meelde, et sa oled tohutult koormatud.
But they remind you that you are heavily burdened.
Ja nad tuletavad sulle meelde, et sa ei saa hakkama.
And they remind you that you actually cannot do it.
Sest kuidas muidu sinu nimekirja läheb pikemaks kiiremini, kui sa ülevalt midagi ära teed.
So how can it be that the list grows faster than you can complete the tasks on it?
Ja see tekitab sellise pideva ärevusseisundi.
And it actually gives you this constant anxiety.
Kus sa enam täpselt ei tea, kuhu poole joosta.
So you don't know exactly which direction to run anymore.
Aga üks kõik, kes vajaks sinu ümber abi.
So but whoever might need help around you.
Sa tead kohe, et sa ei saa aidata.
You know straight away that you don't have time to help.
Sest sa tead, et sa oled ülekoormatud.
Because you know that you are overburdened.
Sest see kõik on kirja pandud nendele lipikutele igal pool.
Because all of it has been written down on these different post-it notes or...
Võibolla sul ei ole need paperil, võibolla sinul on märkmed kusagil telefonis.
Maybe you don't have this on the papers, maybe you have them in your phone.
Või sinu mõtetes.
Or maybe just in your mind.
Aga kui ühel hetkel tundub seda kõike liiga palju.
But if at some point all of this feels too much.
Kuidas saada aega siis juurde?
How do you can have more time then?
Mina avastasin ühel hetkel selle nipi, mida ma mõnikord kasutan.
So I have found this trick that works for me.
Et ma lihtsalt viskan korraga ilma läbi lugemata kõik oma märkmed ära.
So I just throw away all these to-do lists without even looking at them.
Ja alustan nii-öelda valgelt leheküljalt uuesti.
And I start again from a blank page.
Palve meeles.
In the prayerful attitude.
Et Jumal, mida sa tahad, et ma tegelikult just praegu teeksin.
So God, what do you want me to do right now?
Ja see on väga tervendav, see annab korraks üks tunda, et nüüd on mul jälle aega. Wow.
And it's actually very healing because it gives you this sense that I have time again.
Ma loodan, et Jumal ühel hetkel tervendab mind niivõrd, et ma ei vaja neid liste enam üldse.
And I'm praying for the Lord to heal me enough that I don't need these lists anymore.
Aga täna ma saan sulle soovitada lihtsalt seda enda nippi, et aegajalt, kui seda kõik on liiga palju.
And I can just today encourage you to do what I did. So from time to time, when the lists are too long,
siis lihtsalt viska nad ära.
Just throw them away.
Siiamani ei ole mul sellest midagi halba juhtunud kunagi.
So far nothing bad has come from it to me.
Aga mis siis, kui inimesed kasutavad minu sellist teenimisvalmidust ära kurjalt?
What if the people take advantage of me being so willing to serve?
Mis siis, kui nemad ei ole nii puhaste motiividega, nagu mina tahtes neid teenida?
What if they are not so purely motivated as I am when I'm trying to serve them?
Meie Eveliniga saime tuttavaks 21 aastat tagasi.
So me and Evelin, we got to know each other 21 years ago.
Täpselt 21 aastat tagasi ja kolm päeva lisaks.
Exactly 21 years ago plus 3 days.
Kirjutasin ma Evelinile esimese kirja.
I wrote her the first letter.
Nii me tutvusime.
This is how we got to know each other.
Ja see kirja on siiamani alles.
And I still have this letter.
Ja kolm päeva tagasi me lugesime seda lastele ette, sest neil tekis nagu huvi selle vastu.
So 3 days ago we were reading this letter to our kids, because they were interested.
Ja seal ma muidugi pikalt laialt siis Evelinile püüdsin ennast tutvustades esma muljat luua.
So I was writing with many words, trying to create a good first impression to her, you know, explaining about myself.
Ja endalegi üllatuseks leidsin ma sealt järgmist.
And so, to my own surprise, this is what I found.
Ma kirjeldasin muu hulgas ennast niimoodi.
And, you know, among other things, I described myself as this.
Et ma püüan olla vastutulelik ja abivalmis.
So I'm trying to be very forthcoming and helpful.
Kuigi sellega peaks vist veidi piiri pidama.
But I should probably limit this a little bit.
Et mitte ära kasutatud saada.
So people won't take advantage of me.
Nii et sellised hirmud, mida siis kohe esimeses kirjas oli tarvis muidugi kirja panna.
So this is the fears I had that I felt the need to write down in the first letter.
Ja milline egoistlik mõte tegelikult.
And how egoistic is this thought actually?
Ma olen nii vastutulelik.
I am so forthcoming.
Ma olen nii abi valmis.
I am so helpful.
Et kõik tahavad minult seda ära varastada.
So that everybody wants to steal this away from me.
Et tegelikult teenimisel üks väga oluline samm on enda ego maha panna.
So when you need to serve other people, the really important step is to put down your own ego.
Sest kui ma suhtun nii, et ma ei ole vastutulelik ega abi valmis.
So if I think about myself, not forthcoming or not helpful,
vaid teised on paljuski kõiges paremad kui mina.
But I have this attitude that everybody else is better than me.
Siis ei saa mind ka kuidagi ära kasutada.
So then I cannot actually be used.
Minult ei saa midagi varastada.
They cannot steal anything away from me.
Mulle ei ole midagi.
I don't have anything.
Vaid ma lihtsalt tahan teenida.
But I just want to serve.
Ja kas ma siis tänapäeval nüüd oskan öelda ei?
So today, can I actually say no?
Natuke rohkem võibolla kui 21 aastat tagasi.
Maybe a little bit more than 21 years ago.
Aga ikkagi mitte väga.
But not very much.
Aga kas see on minu jaoks probleem?
But is it a problem for me?
Enam ei ole.
It's not anymore.
Kas mind kasutatakse mõnikord tänu sellele ära?
Do people take advantage of me because of that?
Jaa, ma tunnen selle tihtigi ära.
Yeah, I can often sense that that happens.
Aga see ei ole enam minu jaoks probleem.
But it's not a problem for me anymore.
Sest ma ei mõtle, et ma olen nii hea tahtlik ja ma teen teene.
So I'm not thinking anymore, I am so good willed and I am giving, you know, I'm doing a favor for them.
Vaid nüüd kristlasena mu süda häälestatud teistmoodi.
Now as a Christian my heart is tuned in a different way.
Ja ma soovitan sul ka, et kui sul on siuke tunne, et vist keegi kasutab mind lihtsalt ära.
So if you just feel like maybe somebody is taking advantage of me.
Siis lihtsalt mõtle, et aga vahet pole, mina teen seda Jumalale.
And you can just think, it doesn't matter, I am doing this for the Lord.
Ja Jumal, kes näeb varjatudki.
And the God who sees what's in, what's been hidden.
Küll tema tasub mulle oma nägemuse järgi.
He can reward me according to his own will.
Jumal, sina tead.
Lord, you know.
Et see aitab nagu ise terveks jääda.
Helps you to stay healed.
Et isegi kui sa saad aru, et teised inimesed ei mõtle nii puhtalt.
Even if you realize that other people are not thinking so don't have so pure thoughts.
Siis ära jäta teda abistamata.
you shouldn't leave them without your help.
Sest Jumal teab.
Because God knows.
Ja tema annab sulle jõu seda teha.
And he can give you the strength to do it.
Aga siis see küsimus, et okei, okay, aga nemad mulle vastu.
But then is this question, but what about them doing a favor back to me?
Mina neile nii, aga kuidas nemad mulle?
I do for them like this, but what about them to me?
Siit võib tekida nagu selline, kergesti selline enese haletsus lausa.
And you can actually feel quite pitiful about yourself.
Siin Filipplaste teises kirja 21 ütleb.
And verse 21 says.
Kõik taotlevad ju enda oma, mitte Kristuse Jeesuse oma.
For they all seek their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ.
Siin ka Paulus juhib tähelepanu, et paljud mõtlevad ainult enda kasule.
And Paul is trying to draw attention to the fact that everybody is thinking of their own interests.
Selle asemel, et mõelda, mida Jeesus tahaks, et me teeksime.
Instead of thinking about what Jesus might want us to do.
Aga Jeesus on öelnud, muidu olete saanud, muidu antke.
But God, Jesus does say, freely you have received, freely give.
Ja kui me ootame nagu sellist tänu või sellist tunnustust.
And if we expect thanks from them or acknowledgement.
Või mingit tasu või vastuteenet.
Or maybe some pay or a favor in return.
Siis tegelikult me ei saa seda tehti.
Actually what happens is we don't get it very often.
Täpselt nagu eelmine nädal Chris jutlustas.
So like last week Chris was preaching.
Kui sa tahad seda saada.
If you want to receive it.
Siis esimene samm.
The first step is.
On sellele soovile surra.
Is to die to this wish.
Kui sa seda enam ei taha.
If you do not want it anymore.
Seda sa enam ei igatse ega taotle, ega oota.
If you're not desiring it anymore and trying to make it happen.
Siis sul on üks kõik.
Then you do not care anymore.
See ei ole sinu eesmärk.
It's not your goal anymore.
Ja paradoksaalselt just sel juhul võid sa seda saada.
And actually this is when you can receive it.
Nii nagu siin hümn Kristusele siin samas Filipplaste teises peatükis ütleb.
And here in this famous anthem to the Lord here in this chapter 2.
Et Jeesus alandas ise ennast, saades kuulekaks surmani, peale Kristi surmani.
And it says here that Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
Ja see pärast on Jumal tõstnud ta kõrgemaks kõrgest.
Therefore God has highly exalted him.
Ja annetanud talle selle nime.
And bestowed on him the name.
Mis on üle iga nime.
That is above every name.
Aga tänapäeva maailmas muidugi... Ja ka mina ei ole olnud sellest süüst puhas. Me tahame oma heateod nähtavaks teha.
And you know, in this modern times, and even I am not freed from this guilt, that we want to make our good works visible to others.
Kui ma 20, värskelt 23 aastaseks saanuna kunagi olin turundusjuht ühes suures ettevõttes.
So when I was 23 years old, just turned, I was the sales manager of this company.
Need olid need ajad, kus noorelt ja kohe peale ülikooli said juhiks.
It was those times when you became a manager straight after the university.
Siis tuli meil ka seal väga hea mõte oma äritegevusega midagi head teha.
We had this very good idea that we should do some good with all our business.
Mõtlesime, keda toetada. Eesti Laste Fond kõlab hästi.
And we thought, who should we support? Maybe the Foundation of the Children of Estonia.
Me tegime jõulupostkaardid.
So we made these Christmas postcards.
Mida müüdi üle terve Eesti.
They were selling them across all of Estonia.
Kõik pildid olid laste joonistatud.
All the pictures were drawn by children.
Selleks me organiseerisime üle-eestilise laste joonistusvõistluse.
So for this we organized this drawing competition across all Estonia.
Siis valiti sealt parimad, nendest tehti postkaarte.
So we chose the best ones and they were making postcards from them.
Ja lõpuks firma sai üksjagu raha nende postkaartide ära müümisest.
And then this company received quite a bit of money from selling all these postcards.
Ja siis tehti suur palagan selle üleandmisel, et laste fondile nende osa.
And that we did this big ceremony of giving this amount to this children's foundation.
Ma võin nüüd aastaid hiljem eksida summa osas.
I can mistake with this exact number all these years later.
Aga see oli minu mälu järgi midagi nagu 10 senti postkaardi kohta.
And what I remember, maybe it was 10 cents per postcard.
See on naeruväärne summa.
This is a, you know, ridiculous number.
Kui palju raha kulutati kogu selle raha kogumise protsessi läbi viimiseks?
How much money did they spend to do this whole process?
Kui palju raha kulutati selleks, et see raha kogumise ja lastefondile andmine välja paistaks?
How much money they were spending on making a show of this, collecting this money and this fundraising and giving this money to this fund.
See oli igal juhul suurem kui see, mida lastefond lõpuks sai.
It was definitely bigger than what this Children's Foundation received in the end.
Aga maailm, eriti ärimaailm, niimoodi toimib.
Especially the business world, it operates this way.
Nemad ei lähene asjale nagu kristlased, vaid nagu maailm lähene.
They do not approach these situations like Christians, but like the world would.
Me teeme midagi, aga vastu tahame midagi saada.
We will do something, but we expect to receive some reward as well.
Näiteks hea maine.
Maybe a good reputation.
Ja täna on mul väga raske sellise, täpselt sellise samasuguse skeemiga kuidagigi suhestuda või leppida.
And today I have very great difficulty to even think in this same lines.
Selles valdkonnas, kus ma praegu töötan.
So where I'm working now.
Toimub siin novembri keskel siin samas Tartus üks üritus, mis kogub ka siis ühtedele haigetele lastele raha.
So we are putting up this event as well, this charity event to raise money for some kids who are unwell.
Ja mul on valus vaadata kõrvalt seda ajalist ja rahalist panust, mis pannakse puhtalt selle raha kogumise ürituse alla.
And it's just really painful actually to see the resources of time and money they spend on just to organize this event.
See on kindlasti kümneid kordi suurem kui lõpuks see raha, mida nad koguvad.
It is definitely tens of times bigger than what is the money that they will gather.
Ja loomulikult me ei suuda maailma panna teistpidi pöörlema.
We cannot make the world go around the other way.
Aga me saame valida, millega me ennast seome.
But we can choose what we actually deal with.
Ja kuidas me oma isikliku elu elame.
And how we live our own lives.
Sest isa näeb varjatudki.
Because the Father in heaven sees what is in secret.
Ta ütleb, et vaata, et su almus oleks varjatud.
He says, when you give your offering, make sure that it's hidden.
Nii et kõige tähtsam on see, et kui sa teenid, siis sure igasugusele ootusele midagi sellest saada.
So the most important thing is that if you are serving, die to the expectation of any kind of reward for it.
Ehk siis tagasi alguse juurde.
So to come back to the beginning.
Teeni rõõmuga.
You can serve with great joy.
Amen.
Amen.